T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have been talking about
the Heat.
But, you know, look, again, I remind you, this is something that happens this time of year. It's going to be gone. It's not going to be here forever. And it looks like things are a little better today than they were yesterday, but they might be a little worse tomorrow and then maybe a little worse on Saturday. And, anyway, look, it is indeed hot. All right, let me get you up to date on what we have been talking about. We've been talking about the Supreme Court decision. By a vote of 6-3, the Supreme Court today really expanded gun rights in America and basically said Americans have the right to carry firearms in public, concealed or not. That's my understanding of that. Now, while this involves a case in New York State, when the Supreme Court rules on a state law, then they're basically setting a precedent for the country as well. When the Supreme Court rules in cases against different states, that really sets the precedent for everything. Also, we've been talking about the brazen rash of burglaries in businesses along a Veterans Highway in Kenner and Metairie. The thugs are just crashing windows and going in and stealing stuff. And somehow we allow that to happen. And somehow we have trained a young generation to do this. Also, on a positive note, Popeyes is bringing back Cajun rice for those of you who have been sitting around waiting for that to happen. And so I've mentioned I love boiled shrimp. And I've mentioned that there are a couple places where I've gotten boiled shrimp at West End, about $25 a pound. And then I found this other place where it's a bar restaurant, and they're $10 a pound. And I gave out the name a while back, but I don't know if I want to give it out again because I don't want everybody to go there and get all the shrimp because they don't have it all the time. But I don't want them to be out when I want to go in there. Am I being selfish? Yeah, I think so. I'll name the place. It's Lakeview Harbor. They've got shrimp on the menu for $10 a pound. But here's what I'm reading, that the shrimpers say they're getting about $1.60 a pound for fresh Louisiana shrimp. So if I'm paying at some places $25 a pound, who's getting all the money? Or where's the big markup? And a shrimper texted in earlier and said that they're getting under a dollar a pound. So where is the money going? I mean, who's getting the money? This one shrimper in our story on WWL.com talks about the price of ice being $22 a block and fuel is almost $5 a gallon. He said you just can't make it. So I'd like to know who is getting all the money. And I'm not saying that it's illegal or unethical or inappropriate. I'm just kind of curious about that. Also, we have talked about this this two-year-old who killed himself with a gun. And I love what Chief Ferguson is saying. And we've got the story on our website. Chief Ferguson is talking about how, gun owners have got to be responsible. And I would hope that we can find a way to hold the parent who owns that gun, illegally or legally, whoever is the parent who owns a gun, the adult that owns a gun, let's find a way to punish him. And maybe we can put him in jail. Because there's got to be a clear and strong message that you can't leave your guns out. And if you do, and something happens, you are going to be held accountable. And maybe this is going to actually trigger some responsible thought in the minds of some people who aren't thinking responsibly. Also, I talked about seeing Hamilton last night. I saw it right before the pandemic hit at the Sanger when it was here last, I guess about a year and a half ago or so. I love Hamilton. It is just such a profound play. And it also made me think about the things about American history that are really important and even basic that a lot of people fail to understand. So we can continue that conversation as well. Also, I want to remind you that I've got a lot going on, and I'm trying to be much more active with my social media sites and communicating with you and talking with you. It's a way for us to stay in touch when I'm not on the air in between shows. It's Scoot on the Air, TikTok, and we're just kind of doing some fun stuff there. Facebook, Instagram. And I haven't done anything on YouTube in a while, but there's still some stuff posted up there. But I continue on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, continue to celebrate Gay Pride Month, which is this month. So you can find some stuff on there. Hopefully it's of interest to you, and hopefully you become a follower and share it. Before I get to your calls, let's go to Ian Hoke with some text messages.
Yeah, got some history-related text left over here. Here's one. This is funny. I just passed the history on my GED test. Without reading up on history, I was able to pass because I spent the last 35 years watching the History Channel, Discovery Channel, Nova, and other programs on PBS. One of the questions on the test was like, what does a senator vote on? You know, things like that. A lot of questions about elections. So this guy passed his GED without even having to read up because he watches the television.
Well, that's
PBS.
Good. That's good. Yeah. I mean, the History Channel is a very credible source of information.
Here's a text message that says, I have often said that history is written by the victor. Each side has an interpreted version.
Well, that's true. And what I don't understand is the reluctance to accept the reality that in this country, baby boomers grew up with a very skewed, unfair version of history. And there were things that happened to, and positive things that happened because of Black Americans that we were not taught. Because by the people who were making history, right, not making history, but writing the stories about history, those who were telling us what we needed to learn, they didn't think it was important. So that's something that needs to change. And, you know, part of the cultural war from some on the right is coming in the form of critical race theory. And there's some aspects of that that are very, very valid. But a lot of people totally reject it based on this notion that white people are being replaced. You're not being replaced, but let's learn true history. And this conversation came up because of Hamilton last night.
Here's a text that says, historically, I'd like to know more about Cajuns. I was helping in a Cajun area after Ida last year, and I noted their resilience was amazing. Later, discovered the Cajun expulsion from Canada, which was a crime against humanity. Scholars debate on whether or not it was a genocide. I'd love to know more. I know little to nothing.
Well, I mean, I guess you could Google that. I mean, I don't know where you would go to find out more other than the sources that are out there. I'm not an expert in that area, but I do know that they were oppressed, and they came here from Canada, and they are a very, very resilient group that is very loyal to each other.
Mm-hmm. Good food.
Yeah, that too.
you asked what are some pieces of American history that people don't know about. Maybe here's a text message that says, the peaceful transfer of power is so important, and I get really scared when people underestimate that.
Or when people don't recognize that it almost didn't happen.
Almost didn't happen. The first one in 200 years almost didn't happen.
The history of our country, a peaceful transfer of power almost did not happen. And that is one of the things that the world looks to us as an example for, the peaceful transfer of power. Let's go uptown to Nick. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, Stu, you know, I like to learn from history, but I don't want to live in the past. I want to live in the future.
Agreed.
I want to keep bringing it up. But y'all do what you want to do. I like your show, and go ahead. But I want to say, suppose you had broke up with your wife or something. Y'all wanted to get back together, and when you got back together, she started bringing up all the things of the past, everything bad you did, and you started fighting. Obviously, y'all don't want to have peace because you bring it up. You can't let it go. Well, we have to let some things go. We have life to live. We have to let things go. We think about it. We learn from it. But
I think that's the key, Nick. I think that there's some people, when you say we have to let things go, you have to hold on to something before you can let it go. And a lot of people have not even grasped the concept of our history. So once you grasp it, yes, let's learn from that and then move on. I totally agree with you. But a couple that's going to get back together, if they're going to be successful, they're going to talk about the things that led to the breakup and hopefully not repeat them and then move on. But yeah, we do need to move on.
Okay, just like the statues. If they want to take the statues down, it's okay. So if a black person said, look, it offends me, that's okay. But when they make a political thing and all that, I just don't want to hear all of that.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you have a show and you do your show and everything, and I listen to your show. But I just don't want to hear all of that. If someone said that offended me, I'd gladly take it down. But when they start making a political thing, it just kind of turns me off.
Well, I guess you can argue about which side made it political. I mean, the side I mean, I guess to some degree they both did, but the side that really made it political was the side that wanted the statues to remain up. And the statues were honoring a part of our past that we've learned to reassess. Nick, I appreciate the call. Look, not everybody's a political junkie. I understand that. Chris is with us on WWL. Chris, at one point, was on the causeway. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? I'm in Mandeville now.
Okay. Sorry, I'm glad we could keep you company for the ride, but sorry you hung on for so long.
No problem. Yeah, you kind of cleared it up a little bit before when you came back from break on a Supreme Court ruling from today, but I just wanted to say that, you know, the ruling was specifically about New York and about their law that said that you had to prove that you needed a concealed carry license because of some sort of self-defense need, whereas in many other states you don't have to go through that second level to prove that you need it, and that's what the ruling today primarily takes care of. Now, I do understand that Justice Thomas's opinion does definitely open it up to some future rulings about constitutional carry, meaning not having to carry without being able to carry without a license. But going back to what your caller before the break, David, was saying, you know, he said that, and I applaud him for recognizing that he isn't comfortable to carry, you know, himself. But, you know, if it's a constitutional law or rule that I'm allowed to do it, you know, my constitution, my rights don't end where his feet.
Well, no, that's true. You know? But Chris, if you're 16 years old, you can't do it. So there are rules to the Second Amendment.
If you're 16 years old, you can't. If you're 16 years old, you can't own a firearm.
Well,
so that's
right.
The law to begin with.
You can't. Well, there's things that there are restrictions to the Second Amendment.
Oh yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, but if there's no restrictions on something, then why do my rights have to be put in jeopardy because somebody has feelings that, you know?
Well, you don't have a right. I mean, there are certain things that you don't have a right to do because of the impact that it would have on other people. I mean, you don't live in a vacuum. You can't do whatever the hell you want.
I completely understand that, Scoot.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I'm not arguing that fact.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate the call. Look, I'm concerned about the people that believe that all we have to do is give everybody a gun. I don't think that's the answer. And for those who want to be quick and say, yeah, well, you're a liberal. I'm not a liberal. If you want to think that, you can, because it's convenient. But there are a lot of gun owners. There are a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives who agree with me that everybody having a gun is not the answer. And if you think it is, then it's time to rethink that position. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And look, so here's the question. Does anybody know who's getting the big markup on shrimp? If the shrimpers are getting $1 to $1.60 a pound and restaurants are selling them for $25 a pound, and I'm kind of averaging this out from a couple of places where I've eaten recently, then who's getting all the money? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, June 23rd, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. On this day in 1987, 15-year-old Tiffany started her mall tour at a mall in New Jersey. She performed what would become a number one hit, I Think We're Alone Now. Tiffany's mom was very instrumental in helping her with this. And this was really a very ingenious way to get her talent out there. Before YouTube, before Facebook, before social media, before all these other ways to get your material out there, Tiffany went around to malls and created such a phenomenon in the malls that people paid attention to her, and she got signed to a record company. And actually, this was a cover. I talked to Tiffany in the late 80s before one of her concerts, and she said, "Scoot, you know, a lot of people think I wrote these songs, but I think she told me one time, somebody said, well, when you were writing, I saw her standing there, or I think we're alone now, one of these two. No, these were...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cover songs. In fact, here's the original, I Think We're Alone Now, something that I remember from my childhood growing up in the 60s. It's a good song. But yeah, Tiffany, the mall tour was really an innovative way to get attention, and it worked. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL. Mentioned it earlier, but it is worth mentioning again. Sad day today on the SOTA rock culture calendar. It was on this day in 2019, I remember talking about it with you, Dave Bartholomew passed away at the age of 100. Dave co-wrote many of Fats Domino's biggest hits. He also wrote the song My Ding-a-Ling, which was recorded by Chuck Berry in 1972, became a number one hit. And what we learned from Dave Bartholomew, and this is something that, you know, we didn't know, and even those of us who were really into music here in New Orleans, like myself, I didn't realize until maybe within the last 10 years, I didn't realize how instrumental African-American artists were in the creation of rock and roll. You think about rock and roll being invented by white guys like Danny and the Juniors at the Hop, or Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. It was Dave Bartholomew. It was Fats Domino. These were the people that were very, very integral in the development of rock and roll. Little Richard was when Little Richard first started complaining about how he wasn't getting attention, I thought, this was years ago. I thought, be quiet, Little Richard, you know. I'm sure you're busy with the makeup and everything. Don't worry about it. But anyway, Little Richard was right. And a lot of black artists did not get the credit they deserved because they really did contribute greatly to the invention of rock and roll. And so knowing that, knowing the truth, I think sets me free. I mean, it's enlightening. All right, so coming up, this is the day in 2016, Led Zeppelin was found not guilty of plagiarism. I'll play you the song, and then we'll play you the song that Led Zeppelin was criticized for, and we'll let you decide. But anyway, that's coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Got a good mix of shrimp texts and forgotten history texts.
Okay.
Here's one that says, I got a piece of history most people in New Orleans don't know about. 11 Italians in New Orleans in 1890 were dragged out of jail and were hung on Canal Street.
So is the point there that we remember that a lot of other people were mistreated too? Because that's true. I mean,
true.
Irish, they were treated like dirt here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it has happened to other groups. But that doesn't diminish what happened in a wholesale way to black Americans.
Yeah, nobody's taking anything away from the tragedy of those 11 Italian innocent people that were pulled out. And the theater company that I work with, actually, the play that we're going to roll out this fall is in part about that event and the sort of social drama surrounding that time. But it, like, people don't know about that. It's to me, it's even more shocking that people do not understand that happened to tens of thousands of black Americans in the years between the end of the Civil War and the 100 years later when the Civil Rights Movement came in. I mean, the lynchings that happened, tens of thousands of people were murdered. Almost all of them, you know, completely innocent, faced no trial, had no chance in court. They were just pulled from their homes and put in a tree. And we don't talk about that. We don't think about that. That's another piece of
forgotten
history.
Boy, and there's a, who did this song? Billie Holiday did this song that is so creepy. The song is titled Strange Fruit.
Oh, yeah, I know
Strange fruit hanging from the tree. Oof. And she's talking about blacks hanging from the tree.
Oof. Gives me the Ghiblies. Yeah. Shrimp. Here's a text that says, hey, Ian, tell Scoot to stop bitching about his $25 shrimp. The dishwasher may be making $15 an hour, plus there's a lot of overhead running that restaurant.
Well, I'm not trying to put the blame on the restaurants at all. I'm just trying to figure out where the price is going. And are all dishwashers making $15 an hour, or is this just a text that's trying to make a point?
I think a dishwasher would be loving to make $15
an hour. Yeah, I don't think they're all making $15 an hour. Yeah.
Here's a text that says, shrimpers get a dollar plus at the dock. A distributor buys from the dock. Possibly a smaller local vendor buys from the distributor, and then the restaurant buys from the vendors.
Okay. Why can't you cut out some of these middlemen?
Right?
Seems or like middle women. I mean, I know I'm not trying to put anybody out of a job, but I mean, you know, sometimes companies are so laden with management that there's redundancy, and it just, I don't know, maybe the chain of getting from the Gulf to the plate, maybe the chain is too long.
Counterpoint: shrimp are not like refrigerators or cans of, you know, SpaghettiOs or whatever. They spoil. They need to be handled in a very specific way from the moment they come out of the water to the moment they hit your plate. And not everybody has the kind of specialized knowledge or equipment to be able to manage that supply chain. So you really do need, I think, I could be wrong, I'm a little bit over my skis here, but I think the nature of the product you're selling sometimes necessitates a really complex network of people like that, each who have their own role to play. You take it out of the water, then you get it to somebody who has networks, commerce that they do with people all over the region, and then somebody gets it from them and says, okay, these are the restaurants that are going to get it at this time, at this price, in this quantity, and then the restaurants have to turn around and pay somebody to peel it and cook it and plate it.
Well, I get that's a process of getting it from the water to the plate, but it seems like maybe, I mean, again, I don't know the chain of command that goes on here, but it seems like maybe some of the people that are doing one thing maybe could do two things. And so, you know, I don't know. I pay $25 for a pound of shrimp at a restaurant, which I've done recently, and the shrimpers are getting less than a dollar a pound, I got to wonder, okay, where's the cost here?
Yeah, why? It seems like I understand I got to pay those other guys, but the person who's pulling it out of the water should be getting more of my dollar.
I would think so, yeah.
Here's a text that says, I am Cajun, and I'm from Cutoff. Cajuns have been looked down upon while we were growing up until Paul Prudhomme invented blackened redfish. Then everyone was wanted to be around Cajuns. Cajuns are resilient.
That's cool. And, you know, after blackened redfish came out, I noticed that there were restaurants around the country that tried to do Cajun food, and they just they tried to do blackened stuff. But all they did was make it spicy, and they made it overly spicy. And so it really wasn't very good. You know, just making something spicy, that's not what makes Cajun food. There's other things that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this one. It says, Scoot, most of the time when I want some shrimp, I buy them directly from the shrimper. He gets more than the seafood broker is paying, and I get them at a good price. And what I like the most, I get them fresh. Sometimes the shrimper has soft crabs or flounder, too. You could split an ice chest with Ian. Actually, literally says that.
Okay,
I didn't just make that up. Right, again, he wants you to split ice chests.
Okay, but what will we do with the ice chest? I mean, how many are you going to eat? How many am I going to eat? And how are we going to keep them refrigerated over a period of time? And they're not going to be fresh at some point.
Okay, well, I'll go down to the dock and pick up the shrimp.
Okay.
And bring them to your house.
Now, how much are you going to charge me for that?
Well, none ya. You don't, but, you don't get to know.
Oh, see, exactly. So this is how it works. Okay, so you're offering, okay, I'm going to go to the dock for you and I'm going to get the shrimp.
Yeah.
But what you don't know is I'm going to like jack up the price for my service. And then actually before I give them to you, I'm going to give them to a friend of mine who's going to do another part of the process mm-hmm. and he's going to charge you. And then you're going to get the shrimp. See, that's the way it works. Right?
I just want to eat the shrimp. Honestly,
well, me too.
Somebody else do all that other stuff.
Me
I just
too.
Want to eat the shrimp.
I agree. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right. On the SOTA, Rock Culture Calendar, on this day, June 23rd, 2016. So this happened kind of recently. After a trial in which three living members of Led Zeppelin testified, a jury ruled that Led Zeppelin was not guilty of plagiarizing the intro of Stairway to Heaven from a 1968 song from the band Spirit. The song is called Taurus. In 2018, the case was sent back to trial on a technicality, but it was upheld in 2020. So Led Zeppelin is not guilty. Here's the song they were accused of plagiarizing. This is Taurus by Spirit. Okay, so here is the beginning of the classic Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. And the jury read that it wasn't close enough, or ruled that it wasn't close enough. And I guess there could be a music expert who could explain exactly why, but yeah, they were set free, Led Zeppelin set free. Amazing how many of these plagiarism cases have come up in history recently. I'm Scoot on the air. Hey, it's a hot Thursday. Getting close to the weekend, though, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, you know, this was really part of our pandemic Scoot on the Air jam playlist, and now we're kind of adding it to what might be an inflation playlist, how to beat inflation or how to stay happy during inflation and the high price of gas. All right, let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Pascagoula and Mac. You're on WWL. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Mr. Scoot. I'm in line for the first time caller.
You're a first time caller, but we're going to give you a little special treatment here, Mac. Hey, you've been listening over there in Pascagoula, and you finally today you decided to call. So, what is it that made you call today?
About the shrimp. Okay. Now here where I am, there's a ship that comes in, a shrimp boat that comes in here probably once every. Every other weekend, and they have jumbo shrimp for $6 a pound. Jumbo shrimp.
Where do they get those? Where are they fishing for those?
They are out in Louisiana and Texas.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And it was something else I wanted to tell you about. Anyway, I've been listening to WWL. Since I was about 13, 14 years old. I'm 70 now.
Wow. Well, you know, Mac, I appreciate you being a first-time caller. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you listening to the show. And, you know, we love you guys, and you know, you're part of our lives as much as we're part of your life.
I remember that when that station used to say, WTIS, we love you.
Yeah, that was another station that was popular years ago.
I listen to it. I play music. I play lead guitar.
Yeah. Well, you keep doing that. You keep doing that, Mac. Okay.
But you keep doing what you're doing because I'm enjoying you.
I appreciate that, Mac. Thank you very much, and thanks for being an FTC. Let's go to Randy, who's in Metairie. Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your show every day.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So in West Wego, they have this large seafood area where they have little buildings the size of one car and two car garages, and they do seafood shrimp all over. And they have the jumbo shrimp. They do a 15-count shrimp for about $5.50, maybe $6 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And to check these things on a count on shrimp, you weigh out 3 pounds, then count the shrimp and divide by 3, and it tells you how many shrimp are in a pound.
Oh, interesting.
So you make sure you get a 15 count or a 30 count, depending on size. But the 15 count jumbos, you put that in a tray with butter, black pepper, and a little garlic for the barbecue shrimp, and they're sweet, sweet, sweet. The meat is it's different than a regular tasting shrimp.
But who's getting most? And, who's getting most of the money? If the shrimpers are getting $6 a pound, and I'm sure the jumbo shrimp are more than the shrimp that I would get for say about $25. Yeah. Who's making all the money?
Well, I don't know where all the middle money going off, but shrimp aren't that delicate, believe me. I freeze them in water. They come out. I fry them. I saute them. Shrimp scampi, etouffee, and they're just fine.
Well,
I can freeze them head on to barbecue later on. It's not a problem.
All right. Randy, I appreciate that information. Let's go to Charlotte, who's in Metairie. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call, and
sure.
I'm the one that's the friend of your sister.
That's so
okay,
sweet.
So.
My sister is an angel.
She is an angel. She is, and we've been good friends for a very long time. And but anyway, today is the day, 49 years ago, that the Upstairs Lounge fire. You know, and not back in 1973.
No, I believe it's. I believe tomorrow is the anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's.
Anyway.
And we're going to definitely talk about that on the show tomorrow. And it's all part of our June being Pride, Gay Pride Month.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was a young nurse working in the emergency room at Charity.
Really.
When I had 15 of these patients show up at my doorstep, nearly all at one time. You know, and boy, did I put my nursing knowledge to work that night.
Charlotte, what is your memory of those patients coming into the emergency room that night?
They were all in pain. They all had various degrees of burns. It was heart-rending. It was very hard to get through that. But, you put your big girl panties on and realize you're a nurse and that you're the only hope for them to either make it or not make it.
Did you get any sense
of pain or not being pain?
Did you get any sense of any kind of prejudice toward them because they were in this gay club?
Not from my staff that night, no.
Good.
Not at all. Not from my physicians, not from my nursing. I was in charge that night. No, none at all.
Well, Charlotte, if you get a chance, we're going to talk about this tomorrow on Free For All Friday. And if you get a chance to call in tomorrow, I would appreciate you doing that. I'd love to talk to you again about that.
Okay, sure will. All right.
Thank you, Charlotte. Okay, let's go to Ian with a couple of quick texts.
Real quick, here's one that says, Scoot, it's hot working on the back of a garbage truck in this heat. Shout out to the poor trash man.
Shout out, yes. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for your work.
Here's we make the trash.
Yeah, we make the trash, you haul it. Here's one that says, what some people don't know, if you buy shrimp and the whiskers are broken off, they were frozen. Fresh shrimp keep their whiskers on.
That is an interesting tip.
Good to know.
Nice to know.
I'll leave you with this one. It would make my day if Scoot could wish a happy birthday to my friend David Cirio, who's turning 38 today.
I don't know. David Cirio? Can we wish happy birthday to David Cirio?
He's 38. 38's 38. A good age.
It's cool. Look, 38-year-olds listen to the show? Yeah, 70-year-olds listen. That's really cool. No, listen, I'm very happy that David would listen to the show.
Happy birthday, David.
I'm honored. And David, very happy birthday. I hope it's a good day for you. All right. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. And I guess at this point, we're just kind of hoping for a summer breeze. Because sometimes in the shade, you get that breeze. It helps. Growing through the jasmine in my mind. You know, we've yet to do a show on just bizarre lyrics. But trust me, that's in our future. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. I want to thank a few people, Diane Newman, Kevin Cassidy, and Ian Hoke. Tomorrow is Free For All Friday on the show, so if we've got some serious stuff to talk about, we'll get that out of the way in the first part of the show, and then we're just going to have fun. It will be a show literally is about nothing. Anyway, it's always fun on a Friday, so we'll blow it out tomorrow afternoon and get you ready for the weekend. And as always, thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.